Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, Stu?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, I mean, I don't know. Let's just go get this over with. I still can't really believe we agreed to this, but let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta do it.
Boys, hello.
Hey, welcome. How's it going, Martin?
Hey, what's up, dude?
It's going okay. Thank you so much for coming to my offices, the offices of Martin Storm. The Thunder of Justice. So what I'd like to have you boys do today, there's a lot of people that have a lot of problems, as you know.
Uh-huh.
And so we have people that work our telephone lines. And, you know, they may call up with a problem that they want to discuss with you guys. So, you know, you guys are very good with the peoples. And I know you know what you're doing. So, I'm just going to say have at it. Okay? I love you guys.
Are we getting paid for this?
No. This is all pro bono.
You mean pro bono?
That's what I said.
That sounds like a problem to me.
It is. All right. So, I have, I'm late. I have a mani-pedi appointment, and I will see you boys later. Just, you know, answer the phones when they ring, and you try and help them out as best as possible, okay?
All right.
Okay. Love you.
Suck it.
Can't say I love you, too.
Bro, come here. I love you. Okay. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I would definitely wipe that off, bro. It's disgusting.
I still don't know what the hell Justin got us into here.
I mean, where's he? Why is he?
I don't know. Does this look infected?
A little bit.
Jesus.
Wait.
Oh, that sounded like a phone, I think. Hello? Martin Storm Law Offices.
Hello?
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good. What's your problem today?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. I took a lot of Bonera.
Hang on.
Yeah?
Hang on. Guys, I gotta put this guy on speaker. You don't believe this. This guy's got some, like, voice-changing shit. Hang on.
Okay.
Right. Hey, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I told my wife I wasn't gonna order any more Bonera, but there was a deal going on and I couldn't help myself. I ordered 50,000 pills. But when I got them, it turns out that they weren't pills. They were suppositories. And, it said to take 10 at a time. I don't know if that's right or not, but I'm having like a itching sensation on my taint.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
My balls have really, one actually shrunk and one got bigger. I don't know what that's about.
That sounds like a problem I had.
Yeah. And when I pee, it smells like pepperoni pizza.
Well, listen, the 10 a day, that's for the pills. The suppositories, you're not supposed to do 10 a day. They are much more.
Oh, is it more than that? I'm sorry.
No, it's much less than that.
I think it's about
this
half.
This whole
a
thing
pill,
is just, actually, is really embarrassing.
You're supposed to cut it in half.
Very
then,
sorry.
You know.
Wait.
Stick it right
you
up there.
Put one half in your butt, and then you put the other half in your urethra, because I have a very narrow urethra.
No. Before we go any farther, I'm going to take some notes. You know, I got down here ball dysplasia, itchy taintitis.
Itchy taint.
Do I snort it with my dick?
No. But
and
can
you
I get
snort
a name?
It with your dick?
Are you an elephant?
That's amazing.
But can we get a name?
Maybe an anteater?
A name? Can we get a name?
Yeah, so we can get you on the, you know, the complaint form filled out the proper way.
This story sounds really familiar, though.
My name is Putin-tain.
Can you spell that?
I'm going to write that down.
P-U-D-D-I-N-T-A-I-N. Putin-tain.
Okay. Is it Russian?
Yes.
Hang on a second. Can I put you on hold real quick?
Yes, very Russian. You know me.
Let me put you on hold real quick, Mr. Tiber name, whatever your name is. Putin. Hang on.
Yes, no problem. You put me on hold. I hope.
Okay. Let me put you on hold here. Hang on.
Okay.
Hey guys. Suppositories. Who's the only person that you know that actually ordered Bonera suppositories?
I can only think of one.
I mean, that's why I kind of thought the story sounded familiar.
Okay. Let's bring him back.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing? You're back, or we're back?
I'm back. It's good to hear. You know me. I have problems. My connection not so good. Being
is that
in Russia?
You weren't talking in a Russian accent before.
Yes. Well, I was doing American accent like Bruce Willis.
Hey, how was the
mother father? You know,
how was your daughter's kid, play?
I was great.
It was great, huh?
My daughter in a lot of play, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I have a story. One time, I...
Did your son play hockey this weekend?
Yes, he did. And, uh-oh.
Did your subscription to the voice changer run out?
Buddy, what are you doing here?
Gee, I wonder why Justin's not here.
Guys, shh, don't tell. I'm so sorry. Please don't tell anybody about this.
This is upsetting.
That's okay. Your secret is safe with us.
All right. I love you guys.
Guys, I have an idea. We should post this to the podcast.
No, please no. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team. It's me, JC Jesse, coming to you with another week of DTP, episode 80 something, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, it's exactly that one. 80
something is about right.
80 something.
We're gonna start doing the Goldbergs. It was episode 1980.
Yeah, it was 1980 something, and I was making a movie in my bedroom. What's happening, fellas? How you guys doing?
Where the hell did this weekend go?
Where did this week go? Crazy.
I know where it went.
Yeah.
I know where it went. Laying on the beach.
Yeah. Well, let's make that a special segment for tonight, Boost.
Ooh. Okay.
How about that? A little Boost corner. But we have with us this week, coming back from sunny Florida, Boost KDV. Freshly graduated. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. I feel a little bit smarter.
You do? Yeah. You look smarter.
Do I?
Yeah. No.
Must be glasses. Oh.
Is it new glasses? Did you get new glasses?
No.
Oh, okay.
I did get a haircut, though.
It looks nice. Mm.
Slowly going bald, I think. It's like starting to recede a little bit in the front. Getting a little thin back here.
Oh, see, there's no slowly about this. This is just it's going away.
See, Boost, you inadvertently hit the nail on the head there. You said there's a little bit coming, like the receding hairline, and a little bit coming from the back.
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem is when you try and fight a war on two fronts, you're fucked.
Right.
You're just it's all downhill from here, buddy.
You know, I'm kind of looking forward to. Well, not looking forward, but.
No.
I'm not going to mind being bald because I'm still going to have this fantastic beard.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah,
you got that going for you.
Is your head round?
I think so. I've never had a shaved head.
Oh, you better hope so.
So you got a good head, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's it's there.
It's been working
really hard.
It's been working fine for you all these years.
You know, some say my head's kind of like a mushroom.
But since the second concussion, it's not a mess.
My wife told me she read this article that said that there's something in McDonald's fries that is helping men regrow their hair.
Yeah, that's a bald face. Otherwise, I'd be like looking like a damn Sasquatch over here.
I was like, okay.
I do have a fun fact.
Okay, go ahead.
I can see our listeners trying this as soon as they are done listening to this.
Okay.
If you blowtorch Pepto-Bismol, you will get a hunk of metal.
Yeah, because it's made up of like...
a lot of iron and stuff.
A lot of iron and charcoal too. When I remember in the Pepto is like charcoal, and that's what like neutralizes all the acids in your stomach, I think. And I've taken it before. If you take Pepto Bismol, your next poop is gonna be black because
it's like the charcoal black, in
it.
Yeah.
But you'll also get it like on the back of your tongue, and you'll like the next morning. If you go to like spit or something like that, it like, you know, it'll have like little black flecks in it because.
Really?
Yeah.
True story. I'm going to, I work tomorrow. I have a torch. I'm going to try blowtorching some Pepto-Bismol.
That'd be awesome.
You should record that, please.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I will. But
that's going to be some Patreon exclusive content, folks. Better join up.
I have the pill type, though. Is that going to be the same?
I know. You're just like burning Pepto pills. I think you probably need the liquid.
The liquid.
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, I'll try it anyway. See what happens.
Yeah, for sure. We also have with us Baroque Reaper. What's up, Baroque?
I've made it through the weekend, so you know that's always good.
Yeah.
But all right, I've got my dad jokes. I'm not even going to lead up to them this time. So why was Karl Marx's punctuation so poor?
I don't know why.
He wasn't able to capitalize.
Hey. That's a joke for the people.
With the political jokes.
Yes. Cold
War political jokes.
Classic.
These are really the only ones we could probably tell. Yeah.
And I just want to put this out there to whoever stole my copy.
I'm glad you guys got
Microsoft Office.
Hold on, I'm glad you guys got that memo though. If you're gonna make any political jokes, make sure it's about stuff that's like from 1950 prior. Okay, so all right, cool.
Them damn commies. Anyway, I want to put the message out there to whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office. I will find you. You have my word.
This is about the time that little paperclip pops up, and he's like, "Are you sure you want to tell this joke? Are you fucking sure, man?
What the hell's wrong with Quippy?"
That was pretty funny. I'll give it to you, Baroque. I bust your balls, but that was pretty funny.
Well, the first one you guys actually laughed at. I just know it's old humor, but when I read it, it made me laugh. So I'm like, man,
that was not bad.
Contractually extra controversial.
I'm contractually obligated to give you shit about your dad jokes.
Well, I think that's like in all your guys' contracts.
Me too.
Extra controversial. That's funny. We also have with us Stu Gatzo.
What's up,
Stu? How you doing?
Pretty good. So, like, you know, you go to kids' birthday parties and stuff.
Yeah, I do.
So...
Not mine, because we don't give them birthday parties.
we gotta stop, too.
Well, you guys have like eight kids, so I don't know how the hell you do that.
Are you doing your birthday party this year? Nah.
We usually go together, my wife and I, but this past weekend was just me, and it was also just me in the morning on Saturday. So it was basically from about 9 o'clock until we didn't get home until about 5:15, and it was just me and my daughter doing a whole bunch of different things, and It was fantastic. It was amazing. I had a great time. So did she. Dude, I was so freaking tired when I got home on Saturday night. I was like, how many hours until I can go to bed? Yeah. That was the only thought in my head. So, yeah, I guess I take her for granted a lot. My wife, that is.
So you just did birthday parties and activities all day long?
We went to dance, and then we came home, had some lunch. We went out to the store. Then we went to the birthday party. It was at like a pool, actually. They did it at a community center.
Oh, wow.
Which was, a little different. For
I hope it was indoor.
Yeah, of course. it was actually kind of funny. So we left the community center, and it's back where I used to live, like when I was growing up and stuff. And my parents still live in that area. So we leave the community center, and we're driving, and my friend lives about 40, 45 minutes away from us. So do my parents. And my daughter, she's in the car, and she's like, "Daddy, I have to poo really bad." And I was like, "Well, I guess we're going to go visit Nando and Nana." So we stopped at my parents' house, and I was like, "Hey, guys, how's it going? Where's your toilet? Bye." So everyone had a good time.
That's good. It was a pretty crazy week around here. This week was just, it was just insanely busy. I didn't play any video games, besides like Nintendo Switch for maybe 10 minutes at night, laying in bed. Actually, that's not true. I played a little bit more than that, but just not a lot of console stuff going on. It was just super busy. And then Friday, we had this crazy storm. And if you are on the East Coast in the Northeast and you're listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I forget what my wife said it was called. A bomb cyclone, I think they call it. Yeah. And so...
The cyclone was the bomb.
Yeah. Which meant that it was... When I woke up in the morning on Friday... Woke up in the morning at the uniform... You guys remember that song? And that just popped into my head. but woke up on Friday and it was raining. And it was cold and it was windy. And I knew the storm was coming, and she kept telling me, she made me not drive anywhere far for work. She's like, "You gotta move your schedule around." And so I went into the lab and I went to work, and then like it was so windy I had my umbrella, but I have this huge fucking golf umbrella and I couldn't even use it. Because it was blowing me away. I was like Mary Poppins with this fucking thing. And so I couldn't even use it. So I was like, all right. So I left for lunch. I was like, I'll go put the umbrella back in the car. By the time I did that, it started snowing. It was like, it was incredible how the snow was blowing around. I was trying to take pictures of it. It did not do it justice. But I left like a couple hours later, and it took me... Took me almost 3 hours to get 10 miles.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, from almost like Center City, Philadelphia to my house, which is like on the outskirts suburbs, right? My mother-in-law, who works in the city, she got on the train. They were shutting the trains down. That's how bad the wind was.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, it was like 70 miles an hour plus.
Yeah.
And so they were going to shut the trains down. So she was like, "I got to get out of here." So she took a train. The train basically was like above me on the same road, right? And I told her, I was like, "Yeah, I'll wait for you," thinking I was going to get there fast. I didn't. And she ended up getting there before me. And then I pick her up. I stop at the stoplight in front of the train station. She gets in the car. We order pizzas. We stop at the pizza place. And then I drop her off at home and then go home. And then I took a nap for like an hour and a half. I was exhausted. And it was crazy, like, that it knocked about, I think my wife said, 55 trees in our town down, and half of the town...
Yeah, it's nuts.
Half the town is without power. We were supposed to have a hockey tournament. That got canceled yesterday because the rink had no power. And even though yesterday was, like, beautiful and melted practically all the snow, school's canceled tomorrow because... There's tons of people without power.
Same here.
Is it same up there? Yeah. Well, you came home on Saturday, right, Ken?
Yeah, we flew in. Well, we left Florida at like 8:30 in the morning. Got you know, got to Newark around probably like 11:45.
Yeah.
Stopped for lunch and stuff on the way home because the girls were hungry. We get home probably around 2-ish. we have no power at our house.
Oh, damn.
So we're like, oh, you know, whatever. We'll just get our stuff in the house. And, you know, it wasn't that cold, so it'll be all right, you know. And we don't have a house key. So the garage door won't open because we have no power. And we have no house key because my keys are inside because we didn't need them. And my wife doesn't have a house key for some reason.
So how the hell did you lock the door?
Did you take your car with you or did you get dropped off?
No, we drove to the airport and left.
So you don't have a house key on your keychain?
I do on my keychain that's in the house.
But she doesn't have a house key.
She thought she did, but she has a house key.
Such a thing.
Oh my god!
She has a house key to my parents' front door, but not her own.
Super useful. Oh my gosh, that's crazy! Did you have to shovel or anything, or was it pretty much all melted at that
point? No, luckily my brother-in-law came by when we were out, and he plowed. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice of him.
But yeah, you know. Everyone was, you know, a little tired from the busy morning, and we couldn't even go inside our own house. So we had to go to my parents' house, who have a generator. So that was nice. So we, well, to continue this story, we go to my parents' house. We try calling the electric company. They said around 4 o'clock it'll be back on. Yeah, that didn't happen. It was around 6:30. Still wasn't on. So like, you know what? Let's just eat dinner here. We'll get the kids in bed because they're exhausted. Yeah, they went to bed like around 9.
Dude, that sucks. You come home after a week of being away. All you want to do is go to your house.
Yeah.
Probably get your fucking comfy clothes on, chill out. Yep. It's like, nope, sorry.
All our clothes are for Florida. So we have shorts, dresses, sundresses, bathing suits. So we put the kids to bed, get everything ready. And then we have like a live tracker of our grid, like in our area.
Oh, that's like cool.
So we check it. We keep refreshing. It's still out. Around 9:30, our little area that was out was like 28 houses or something. Disappeared. So we're like, huh, maybe it's back. So me and my wife drove back to my house at like 9:30. And it was back on. So we get all our shit in the house. We go back to my parents' house. By this time, it was like 10 o'clock. Wake our kids up. Put them in the car and we go home.
And the power's out again.
Power's out. We're going home. I'm like, bye, Mom. Awesome. Thanks.
Well, we were, we had our playoff game today. And afterwards, we decided, because we didn't have Bethany or Josh with us, some of our friends were there watching the game. So we went, like, there's a pub in the rink. So we went and just had lunch with them. And they haven't had power since Friday night. And she was telling me they have a bearded dragon. And so her husband, they were like, oh, shit. You know, whatever the dragon's name is. Petey.
Like, needs, like, heat and stuff?
Yeah. So he didn't have, like, a heating pad or anything. She said he was, like, all white. So was the husband doing, like, compressions on him and, like, mouth to mouth?
Wake up.
But what he did was he took him out to the car and put him on the heater, like, on the defroster. And it came back to life.
That's a smart idea.
Wow, there you go.
It came back to life. So then they had to take it in the cage over to her mom's house. So that's crazy. But luckily the past couple of days, it's like it was actually mild out.
Yeah, it helped with the snow.
It's supposed to snow again. On Wednesday, Boost. I don't know if you're going to get any of it, but Wednesday.
I heard like another
weekend.
Storm, like another windstorm too.
We were supposed to get snow during that storm, but nothing. The way that you said it, you woke up and it was raining, Justin. That's how it was here, and it stayed that way.
Yeah,
like it got cold, but didn't snow at all.
I have to send you guys a picture I sent my wife, and it was basically like me walking back to my car. The snow was blowing at me, probably like 50 miles an hour at that point, and my whole front was completely white with snow. And I tried, I tried to do the umbrella at one point again, and no, like, fuck that. But yeah, it was crazy week. But speaking of weeks, I guess we can just get into it now. So how was your week, Kev, going down to Florida and the graduation and everything? How was that? I mean, the pictures all looked awesome. I bet the girls had a blast.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got really lucky with the weather. Like, while we were there, the locals kept telling us it's unusually warm, you know, for this, you know, for February, pretty much, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we had, like, pretty much during the day, it was, like, low 80s. And then at night, it got to, like, the high 50s, so you can wear, like, jeans and, you know, walk around town. It was really nice. Then we went to, we spent most of the time on the beach. Got some tans, got some sunburn. And then we drove to the Marine Life Aquarium, where Winter the Dolphin is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, my daughter was pretty excited about that. Like, she was like, oh, it's real.
How old is that dolphin?
It's not as old as you think. They found it when it was like a baby.
Yeah.
I think now it's like 7 or 8 years old.
Really? They must have made that movie pretty quick, because I feel like that came out like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But I guess not.
It came out. Yeah, I don't remember when it came out. But they were telling us that wild dolphins can live to like 25 or 30.
Mm-hmm.
But like aquarium dolphins can live to almost 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess when you don't have to fend for your life,
battle sharks
and everything. Battle sharks and other whales and shit like that, you could live to the ripe old age of 50.
I took my daughter out. It was her idea, actually. I took her out on a wave runner on the Gulf.
Oh, nice. So
that was pretty fun. Nice. But we couldn't go over 12 miles an hour. I was going too fast, according to my daughter. Because there's like a no wake zone where you had to like just idle,
yeah.
And then once you pass it, you can go.
Oh, you can open that mother up.
And I knew, because I know my daughter, so I like slowly like started to ramp it up. It's like 2 miles an hour, 4 miles an hour, five. And then I got to 12. And she's like, you're going too fast.
I scared like, you know, the like shit out of myself.
The waves started coming out. Yeah.
Buddy, I swear to God, my body skipped over water like a rock when I bailed on one of those things.
Yeah, it hurts too.
I was maxing it out as it was limited, but whatever the limit was, I don't remember now. But it was like teetering between the top two. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a confession. I've never ridden on one, and I've always wanted to.
Really?
Same here.
I've always
wanted to ride. They are the most fun thing ever.
I used to own a couple.
Yeah, one of my buddies who lived next to me, he used to own a couple, and he would always say, yeah, let's go, we'll take him out for a ride, and we never did. And I was really sad, because it's like it's a motorcycle on water. Like, what could be cooler than that?
You guys have to go to YouTube and look up the Hayabusa motor that the guy rigged up to one.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. You have to go look at this video. It's like 0 to 1 million instantly.
They do 0 to 100 in like a few seconds. I almost bought a Hayabusa at one point.
I could feel the wind rushing through my scalp.
It was nice.
Me at 180. If I even sat on a Hayabusa, that thing would just buck me to tomorrow.
The nice warm Gulf waters blowing on my face. Mm. Yeah. So then after that, I brought her back and dropped her off, because you know, she lasted about like 20 minutes, and I had like an hour on it. So I went back, and then went back out by myself, and I opened her up, stood up, everything. I think I maxed out like 65 miles an hour. I think it maxed out at.
Oh,
which is pretty fast on water.
How many knots is that, I wonder? It's like 87 knots, I think.
Yeah, because the knot is like,
I have
like
no
2.5 miles an hour or something.
No idea how knots work.
I don't know.
I just know that, like, if you don't ride a motorcycle, when you first start it, like, you'll be going, it's like, damn, I must be flying. And you look down, like, you're doing 35 miles an hour. But it's just because it's that whole, you're used to a car where you're like,
yeah, it's different. It's on water, yeah.
And now there's like air at you and like everything else.
The other thing, too, is that it's like pavement is one thing, but water is not smooth. And there was once that I'm lucky I didn't break my teeth on that thing, because you hit a wave the wrong way and it'll just smash you if you're not paying attention.
Mm. Well, that's cool. So
yeah, then basically we Wednesday night we went We drove to Tampa and went to the Lightning game. That was fun. Of course, again, my oldest doesn't really like loud noises too much. But, you know, she's gotten better over the years.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, we get there, like, they're probably, like, halfway through the first period. But by the time it got settled and everything.
I want to go home.
No, they're actually pretty good. But as soon as we get settled down, get everything, you know, we got our popcorn and everything. The freaking Lightning score. It's like, the horn's
going off. Popcorn everywhere.
So she's like, ah!
Yeah, their goal horn is loud, too.
Yeah.
That's seriously, like, my daughter is, like, she hates loud noises in, like, theaters and stuff. Unless it's, like, she controls it, like, she'll watch her iPad or something. I swear how she hears after listening to the earbuds, I have no idea. But if it's something she's not expecting and not in control of, oh, hell, it's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, then more beach time. Then we drove to Orlando. I had my graduation, which was nice.
How was that? How many people were there? Was that, I mean, like, was it a big, oh shit, I meant to do that.
I don't know how many people were there, but they split it up. They have three ceremonies. They have a morning one, afternoon, and then more evening, which was mine,
mm-hmm.
which is basically all the game stuff. It was like game development, game design, game master's design. It's probably like 200 students, I would probably say.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was it was live streamed on TV and on Twitch and everything. So that was cool. I met a couple of my teammates of Team RoboPup.
Nice.
That was fun. That's and then we cool. flew home.
Well, that's awesome, man. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
We missed you last week, but we had Mifi here to.
Yeah, it's funny. Sure, I listened to on the plane.
Kind of fill the hole, the booth size hole you left.
Shit show, volume 4.
Oh yeah, it was a shit show. Oh boy. So I guess you don't have much to say for games this week.
Well, funny you say that.
Okay.
The couple days prior. Before I left, I was actually playing Call of Duty Ghosts again.
Really?
Yeah. Which is actually a lot of the COD community has been playing it, kind of going back to it. Because it was kind of like the last Boots on the Ground COD before World War II came out.
Yeah, Boots on the Ground, Back to the Roots.
Okay. Back to the Roots.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a pretty good game. I liked it when it first came out, but I know it got a lot of hate. And then saying, you know, fuck it, why not? I bought Infinite Warfare and COD Remastered.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But on PS4, sorry. There's something about that PS4 controller. I like it.
Oh, that is disgusting.
I know.
Who are you?
I'd rather play on PS4 than Xbox. But yeah, that's been fun, too. I was playing a lot today, actually. Weird.
Cool. Awesome. How about you there, BBQ?
Played Overwatch this week. I have Call of Duty sitting right here. It still hasn't actually made it into the Xbox yet, but played some Overwatch, and then I played Overwatch on the other, you know, system, and that's been about it. I've been busy with work this week, so not as much playtime.
Yeah, it sucked. Like, I just haven't, I don't know. It was just busy, and I as much as I wanted to come down, it was like, man, I am really tired. I can either go downstairs and be more tired tomorrow or go upstairs and try to go to bed.
Mine hasn't been like that, but it's like I get home, and then it's like maybe I'm going to spend some time with my wife. And, you know, so I sit down and watch a show with her. But, yeah, I've been going to bed, sleep earlier this week than normal and just haven't had that I need to get on and play quite as much. It's okay.
Yeah
I mean, that's been,
it happens.
I think most probably most of us past couple months.
Yeah, it's like,
really, like,
it's like Stu said, Destiny 2 was our Yoko Ono.
Yeah,
it's your story. What about you, Stu? What'd you do?
I played video games every fucking night, bitch.
Oh, damn.
What the fuck?
No, I also only played.
Oh, my God. I'm so going to clip that shit. Oh, my God. I love it.
New intro to this segment.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I finished up my placement matches for season 9 comp of Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
I actually finished them up on both PC and Xbox. And listeners of the show will know that me and mouse and keyboard has been a bit of a learning adventure. Well, I still got a very, very big hill to climb because the disparity in my SR rating. On PC, I was a middling, I think like 1850 something I finished at. On Xbox, I was like 2350. So there's a big gap there. You know, like a 500 SR gap is a totally different.
The PC community is a little more intense.
Holy basically, what you're shit. Saying is you couldn't play with yourself if you were on the same console. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually true. I have more than 500 SR disparity between the two, so I would not be able to play with me, which is good because I would pick the hero I want. So, yeah.
I know Rocker's been playing a lot on Xbox.
Yep.
Just Rocker Dude.
Yeah. Catch him on Mixer every Thursday night.
Mixer.com/JustRockerDude.
That's right.
Just Rocker Dude.
/Mixer
or Mixer.com/RockerDude?
Mixer.com/JustRockerDude. Just Rocker Dude.
Just Slasher Dude.
Yeah.
Rocker.
So, I don't know. Rocker, what what nights are you on? Certain nights.
What is do you stream?
Like, why is usually because I'm Mexican?
No. We're just asking because
jeez. General curiosity.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, what sort of things do you use to? Do you hook up anything special on your computer to make it?
Like, can you use your Elgato, your deck, your Stream Deck thing?
Yeah, like what do you use to actually, you know, be able to do that?
Two Void and an Arc at fucking Void.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. I wouldn't.
That doesn't. Really make sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Complicated.
All right. Well, thanks, Rocker Dude. I got a really fun game last week, and I've been playing it at night before bed, and it's kind of funny. I'm sitting here playing this thing, and I'm thinking, like, this is a game where I'm just, like, I'm just splooging everywhere.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that game is Splatoon 2.
Oh. Playing like U-Porn or something.
No. Splatoon. And that game is super fucking fun. And I've only been playing handheld. I haven't been playing a lot like hooked up to the TV.
Yeah, you have.
I'll bring it down here and I'll let it charge. But, you know, I have it next to me on the couch. Like if my wife is watching something that's really boring or something that I don't want to watch and I don't feel like doing anything else, I just fucking crack that bitch open and just sit there and start playing.
This whole story. This whole story is like a sex scene.
And I'm not going to put the porn music on because I forget to turn it off. Oh, my God. Dude, that show was so funny. When I listened back to that, poor Meef's trying to struggle through. But anyway, if you never played Splatoon before, basically it's about these kids who are like, they're half squid. They're squidlings. They're inklings. Yeah. They're half squids. So basically, in like a PvP match, I think they rotate. There's two maps, and they rotate every 2 hours. And it's 4v4, and you could pick your weapon. Once you have to level up, and as you level up, you get to pick better weapons and everything. The one I like thus far is a gigantic fucking paint roller. It's pretty badass. And so you just have to put your paint. Whoever covers the most ground with their paint is the winner. And, yeah, it's really, really fun. But you can also do, like, you could take out that you could kill the other players. I guess you get points for doing that as well. But when you run out of ink, you have to swim through the splooge to fill up your ink tank. Yeah, but it's basically, it's just like, it's like the whole game. And it was, yeah. So that's what it is. But yeah, it's pretty fun. But Nintendo is no joke, because I guess my internet was kind of fucked up, and it took me out of a couple games, and they're like, yo, you need to watch that shit, or we're going to give you a timeout, basically.
Oh, damn.
What they, yeah, pretty Whoa. Much. So, yeah.
You mean Splatoon has better penalties than Destiny 2?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly wow.
Where
what
was
saying.
That system back in, like, Black Ops days, you know, Call of Duty?
No.
There would have been little, you know, teenagers all over the place getting, you know, banned.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so that game is really, really fun. And I started playing this other thing last night. It's kind of like a horde mode where you have to, I don't know, there's different bosses and there's
fending off the splooge.
Yeah, there's different mechanics and you just got to splooge all over the place. So it's just like, you know, but the PvP, you're spreading your splooge everywhere. It's like everywhere. Then you got to swim through it and get it all over yourself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds messy.
It's pretty. It is. It is very messy. there's no white ink, I will tell you that. I've only seen,
yeah, like, I'm sure they straight away
turquoise,
from that one.
Pink, purple, blue. I can only imagine.
yeah, that one designer was like, I just want to put white in here so yeah. bad.
Hold on, it's not a white. It's more like a bone.
Marshmallow cream.
It's a marshmallow. Yeah. It's a marshmallow.
It's eggshell.
But it's so, pretty fun. But yeah,
I love if you guys heard this game. It's a it's an app, like a phone app game. Mobile game.
Yeah.
My daughter found it actually on her we gave her these the Amazon Fire tablets that they can okay. use. It's a it's like an optical illusion puzzle game. It's like Inception meets Journey.
Hmm. Whoa.
Yeah. When I get a chance, I'm going to put some pictures in the other games section in our Discord.
Okay.
And then I'll show you guys. But this game is, it's pretty cool. All
right.
Like, my daughter's been playing it, and she's been figuring out the puzzles. And then she asked me for help. I'm like, yeah, I'll help you. But, yeah, I mean, there's a Monument Valley 2 out now, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's on iTunes, That's Android, cool. Windows.
That's awesome.
Cool game.
My boys have been all about Minecraft, and that's all they do. It's like they come home, it's Minecraft. It's all Dylan talks about. It's like, Dad, you know what? I have my armor, and it's enchanted. And I'm like, okay, buddy, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So it's he's like next level with that stuff. Oh, you know what I did? I was going to say, Stu, I'm sorry. My hunter is level 12 now. I did play a little bit today.
I'm sorry that you played a hunter too, man. That sounds terrible.
Hey, you have one as well.
I know. I know what you're saying. I don't care. Do right. what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna share a couple pictures with you guys first.
Okay.
So you can get a gist.
Okay. Gist away, my friend.
But keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I'm afraid of Minecraft. My daughter really wants it, and I made her a deal. Like, if you can keep your room clean for 2 weeks, so I basically, you know, made it the impossible task. But if she can keep it clean for 2 weeks, I will buy her Minecraft for the Xbox.
Oh, nice.
And so far, yeah, I haven't had to worry about that, but...
Yeah, I've seen this before, Kev. It looks pretty badass.
It's like MC Escher.
Yeah.
Basically, you can rotate the entire puzzle, like mm-hmm. in a circle. And you can flip it, and you can move different blocks around. It's pretty crazy.
That's awesome. I have to get that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that style.
It's like gets your mind juices going.
Oh, you know what I forgot to talk about? I forgot to. I don't think I told the story on the podcast, but Remember how we tried to get Rocker to eat one of his, not eat one, but put a Switch game in his mouth?
Yes.
To see it, and he wouldn't do it?
Yeah.
Fucking pussy.
Are you going to do it?
No, I did it already, and I'm not doing it again. I was going to say, he already did it again. And I'm sorry,
did you
Rocker.
Record it?
I'm sorry, Rocker, I called you a pussy, but you're not going to hear it anyway because you don't listen to the podcast. He still didn't listen after we said shit last week. That's so funny. So I was holding my Switch, and I was trying to put a new game in, and I was holding it like this. So automatically, what would you do if both your hands are busy? Just put it in your mouth, right? And I was like, and I didn't even think about it. And I just put the one in my mouth, put the other one in, and took it out. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? It was wretched.
What could you relate it to?
It was so bitter, but not bitter like a lemon, bitter like it was just like, I don't know. Okay. It tasted awful. And the minute I was like, I knew exactly what it was. Like, it was like this. I don't know. I can't even describe it.
I want to know if it's like when you, because I use canned air to clean out my keyboard at work all the time, and it's got that bittering agent in there. So, you know, you don't huff canned air, which I think is whoever does that. But I do that, and every now and then, like, I start typing on my keyboard, and, like, I'll be eating, like, some chips, and it's like, what the hell's wrong with these chips? Like, it's just, like...
Yeah, it's that kettle corn. I know how much you love those kettle corn chips, bro. Remember when we were in Raid, and Brooke would eat kettle corn chips, and be like... it's, like, all you could hear in your ears.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Anyway, don't put one of those cartridges in your mouth, because it tastes... Awful. All right. You guys want to do... Let's do some housekeeping.
Okay.
None of this shit is working tonight, so hopefully this works.
Housekeeping!
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
All right, housekeeping this week. It's pretty much the same as every week. If you listen to the show, you know what we're getting ready to say. If you haven't listened to the show before, this is all new to you. And so is DadTalesPodcast.com, the place for all your Dad Tales podcast needs. If your needs are a blog that never gets updated or a link to a podcast you've already heard. but there's also a link to our Discord there. Go and join that. There's also some information on gamersups.gg. I did, you know what, Stu? I tried the, what was it, the flavor you were talking about last week? It was paprika and sour cream.
Sour cream and paprika, I think?
Yeah, oh, man.
Sour cream and cayenne pepper.
Oh, oh
cayenne
that's pepper. Right, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I get
the paprika one is paprika and kiwi.
Kiwi paprika. Yeah, yeah.
It's really good, too.
That's the one.
I was in Florida.
Yeah?
And I saw this new flavor. You know what it was?
What was it?
Seaweed and mussels.
Ooh. Ooh, that sounds good.
Seaweed and mussels.
All right. Yeah, I can get behind
mix
that.
Mix it with that tomato soup one they have. It's like Chipino.
Yeah, I mean, those guys in the Gamer Supps laboratories are really whipping up some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, next level.
Mm-hmm.
They have this one.
I heard they're working on fish tacos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I heard they're working on one right now. It's kind of gross, but... It may hit like a target audience. It's called Couch Booger. And basically it's supposed to taste like the boogers that people wipe on the back of couches.
Inside the couch?
Yeah. On the back side of the couch. Cause that's where people put boogers a lot of times. So
would that be like a salty kind of
definitely
hairy taste?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Bojo. In addition to that, we are also running a contest right now this month, and it is if you would like to submit a topic or segment idea for any of the usual segments we do, or bit or whatever, or game or something like that, we are listening. And if it gets picked on the show, then you get put into a group with everybody else from that month.
A raffle.
Yeah, a raffle. One person each week will get their idea on the show that month. And then at the end of the month, Those 4 to 5 people, depending on the length of the month, will be put into a raffle, and you will win a $25 gift card. Ooh. And a special
you could be a winner.
Surprise. You could be a winner. And probably a sticker as well, because I think I'm going to order new stickers because our good buddy Jay Howard, you know what? Huge shout out to Jay Howard. Finished up all my rebranding stuff. Rebranding. So hot right now.
So hot.
All my stuff, and he also reworked the Dad Tales logo. I don't know if that is going to reflect this week on all our podcast stuff, but we kind of changed it around. And if you look at it, you'll see that there is a. You'll definitely see it on Twitter. There's a pair of shades for me. There's a beard for Boost. There is a Reaper for Baroque Reaper, and there is a maple leaf for our good buddy from the north.
That's right.
That's me.
That's you. I remembered your name. I just said good buddy from the north. But anyway, so we made some changes, and like huge shout out Jay Howard. He's the man. If you need anything, you know, go check him out on Twitter. Let me see if I could. I guess I should have probably pulled up his Twitter. But anyway, go to my page at JC Jesse, and scroll through, and you can see. The tweet from the other day, and find Jay Howard and get in touch with him for all of your branding needs.
And
yeah,
if you want to help fund these giveaways, take a look at our Patreon.
Yeah, there you go,
Patreon.
And
that'd be Jay Howard with an 0 for the O, 414.
There you go. That'll do it.
Do it.
That'll work. Okay. And speaking of which, you guys want to do the want to play the game?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay. So our good buddy Vagabond sent me this game to play. And so I hope I get this right, Adam. So basically, we're all going to pick a game that nothing like too obscure. But we're going to pick a game, and we're going to give 3 clues and see if the other people can guess what the game is. And you know what? You could play along at home. Crazy, right? Guys. All right. Who wants to go first? Who?
I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you want to start with the console that it was on?
Yes, I think that should be a given. Because, I mean...
Yeah. Let's not count that as a question.
Okay.
All right.
GameCube.
Ooh. All right, I'm out. I have no idea.
All right.
You might know. Grapple Beam.
Super Smash Brothers Melee.
No.
Okay.
Morphing.
Do I have to wait to say another guess?
No, you can just say it.
If you know it, call it out.
Big Metroid big. Prime.
Ding, 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 ding. Winner.
Good job.
Metroid Prime.
Well, you know, it's pretty limited after, you know, Smash Brothers Brawl or Melee. It's like, all right.
Why don't you go Baroque?
Well, you guys said not too obscure, but I mean...
I've been going Baroque for a while.
Hey.
Zing! Zinger.
Yeah, don't quit your day job. All right. My game is from the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Okay.
Or the NES.
For the old people out there.
Yeah, I'll take it. I didn't go like Atari, you know. Floating Tower. Yeah. Cryogenically Frozen. Four Elemental Swords. You look like you got something there.
No.
I got nothing. No clue.
Legend of Zelda?
No, sounds similar. Like, I started writing this out, and I'm like, dang, this is similar to, like, about six other games I know. But the game was Crystalis.
Okay.
Never played it.
Never heard of it.
Pretty sure my cousin had
that. I'm not going to lie. Never heard of it.
I actually do own it on my Nintendo, and they did make a remake for the Game Boy Color, too. So, I mean...
Okay. It's real.
Yeah, I can go grab the cartridge. It's like right over there if you really want.
No, I believe you.
Believe you.
It's a pretty good game. It's back with the old school RPG stuff, you know, where like it wasn't like now it's like, oh, let me get to like a level, you know, 9 million. It's like, yeah, you maxed out your character at level 16 because apparently they figured, man, by the time you're 16, you're good enough.
All right. Do you want me to go?
Hey, go for it.
Okay. This game could be found on both PlayStation and Xbox.
Which like, iteration?
Yeah. OG or?
Four. PlayStation okay. 4 and Xbox One.
Okay.
Okay.
Parkour!
Mirror's Edge.
No.
Assassin's Creed.
No.
Origin. Okay.
Goat Simulator.
Yes. No. Let me see. Militia.
Parkour Militia.
Are we
What's
just doing,
the third hint?
Are we just doing three, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Pilot.
Pilot.
Titanfall 2.
There you go. Good one.
It
good
was
one.
Pilot.
I thought Militia was going to be. But then I guess out of context, you have no fucking clue what I'm talking
about. Yeah, because
yeah, but well, the militia's one of the teams.
Parkouring like Frontier. Militia.
I was gonna say Frontier actually.
Frontier might have been a little bit better, but yeah. I mean that was good.
Yeah.
Pilot's what I'm like. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You stumped me on that one.
I figured out if anybody boost, you would have got that.
I know.
All right, Stu.
Fuck,
the militia threw me off.
I should have done. Damn it,
Boy Story.
No, what's that? What's the game that you were playing? Boost. Oh shit.
Oh, Lawbreakers.
I should have done Lawbreakers.
Oh yeah, you could have.
All right, Stu. What you got, buddy?
I think this one's pretty easy.
All right.
PlayStation 1.
Okay.
Mm.
So my hints are smoking butts.
Ooh.
Okay.
Second hint either is smoking butts or ooh, smoking butts.
The second hint is exclamation points.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
Of course you know what it is. And if you didn't, the third hint will give it away. Cardboard.
Wong.
Cardboard.
Come on. I can't go three for three on this. You guys got to have at least a guess.
No, that's
Metal
lost me.
Gear.
Yeah.
Solid.
I never owned a PS1.
Nope. That's the sound.
Got it.
You said exclamation point. I'm like, I know what this is. Like straight up know what
exactly.
It is.
So I had that sound as my text message alert for years. And I remember I was at the mechanic one time and he was showing me, my car was on the hoist, and he's showing me, he's like, yeah, your brakes, blah, blah, blah. And I got a text message and it went, where? And I swear to God, the guy, he paused and like perked up. He's like, is that the Metal Gear Solid sound? Like, yeah. Like, I've been playing that game for like 7 years straight at this point. So it was pretty funny.
Nice.
All right. Well, Vagabond, that was a fun game. Thanks, buddy.
We can keep score on that instead of like, you know, what, that's what he said. I might actually win.
We haven't done that's what he said in a while. We'll have to get...
No, we haven't.
We'll have to...
We'll bring that back.
Yeah. All right.
Resurrect it.
So, Dad Salja. So this week I thought we would do... We focused on something that like was kind of happening in the Discord this week. And that was talk of like nerd collectibles. And... So the talk kind of got started, yeah. And as I look at a huge collection of Brooks nerd collectibles behind him, but the discussion got started this week about like the Funko Pop vinyls, and I know that our buddy Just Rocker Dude, that's like his latest obsession as well. Who do you got there, Brooke? Who was that?
Dr. Emmett Brown.
Oh, sweet. And so, I had one. I had my Cade. I bought a bunch of Crotas. I went to Target. I guess it was probably around Christmas time, I think. And they had a bunch of Crotas, and I bought them, and I put them on eBay, and that's how I built my PC. Because people really wanted them at that time. And
yeah. I have Atheon.
And I really wanted a PC. So
I still want them, and my wife... I've almost bought the entire set more than once, and I'm getting closer. It's probably going to happen.
Yeah. But at that time, I wasn't really into it. And then what got me into it is that Dylan, he was like, Dad, he was looking at it, and I had my Cade 6, and you could see I have three behind me here. He was like, Dad, we should start collecting these. I was like, all right, buddy, yeah, we could do that.
And it is a slippery slope.
It really is. You know what? And all of a sudden, I found myself like almost an expert in the past couple of days on what additions there are, what things I need to be looking for. But I ended up getting him Diamond Armor Steve because, like I said, like he's a huge Minecraft head, and I saw that, so I had to get it for him. And then
there's quite a few of those too.
Yeah, yeah. And then last night, on Friday night. Hockey practice, I went out to the mall and they had Ready Player One pops at Hot Topic.
I want them.
Yeah, so I got I got the clear Parzival, and then while I was at Target, I got Skeletor. So I was pretty happy about that. It was a pretty good haul. But I already can feel myself wanting to go get more. And it's so funny. There's so many, like, there was a time when finding like nerd culture-y stuff like that was it was so hard to find anything.
Damn near growing up, that kind of stuff was like specialty or through a catalog, and like there was not everywhere. Now it's cool to be a nerd.
Yeah, like if you wanted to find stuff, you know, like nerd culture-y stuff, you either had to go to like a comic book shop or maybe like a board game kind of shop or some place that, you know, had nerdy people working at it that sold that type of thing. It was tough. But how many do you have, Brooke? You have quite a few.
Right? What is it? I've got about 14, plus I have some competitor ones that are called Q-Figs from a different brand, and they're like different style, but I mean, I have a few of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a topic I'm like, I don't even need. My wife, she's like, you have way too much crap as it is. She doesn't call it collectibles. It's all, like, toys.
Well, you have your own nerd room now. So that's pretty cool.
I do. And here's the sad part. That thing is full, and I still have two boxes down in my shed.
Oh, wow.
One is literally just, like, Mr. Potato Head, so, you know, that's not horrible. And the other one is
Transformers. Why does that not surprise me?
It shouldn't. But, I mean, I laughed because we were out shopping and we went into Ross. So I've been looking for the Destiny Mega Box, and I have almost all of them at this point. I'm missing now just the Walker tank and then the new one for Destiny 2. But that's because I walked into Ross and it's like, oh, well, there's a Mega Box thing. I wonder what it is. Probably Call of Duty because they're all Call of Duty now. Pull it up. Nope, it's the Arcadia Jump Ship, which I've been looking for forever.
Oh, yeah, that thing's sweet.
So I'm the only other one I know that I haven't been able to find. I've never seen it, so that's why I don't have it, is the the other ship, the Vault of Glass one, that they, you know, I've never seen it in the wild.
Oh, you mean the new one? Like
no,
the new Vault of Glass ship?
No, it's or is it Dead War? It's like there's one other space, like one of the other ships you can get, and I've never seen it except online.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to convince my wife to let me buy it yet. We're getting closer.
Yeah.
But I mean, my daughter like got mad. She's like, "Are we ever going to build these?" And I'm like, "I will, but I got to get my if you've never built one of these Mega Bloks things, they're not like Lego. Lego, you know, snaps together all nice and neatly. Mega Bloks, you have to basically hammer the damn things together with your fingers. They're hard as hell to get together.
Have you seen? There's a video online. A guy building that new. It's like it's the new Lego set for the Millennium Falcon. It's like $800 for this set, and it took the guy like
7,598 pieces.
It took him like 32 hours to build that thing. It's like almost a full work week.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It looks really
awesome. What'd you say?
There's a video online in of YouTube, and this kid. His parents are awesome because he was really into the Titanic. He figured out using one of those online tools what he would need. He built a full-scale model out of Lego. He ordered the parts special to make it of the Titanic. I mean, the thing's like 10 feet long. This is what he did for his summer. And he has like a time-lapse video of him making it. It's still like a 10-minute video, but I mean, it was like his summer vacation. He built...
Yeah.
The Titanic. And it looks awesome when it's done. It's like, damn.
That's cool. What about you guys? Stu or Boos? You guys
have any big surprise. I used to collect a lot of Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, but you know what? It's kind of... Man, there's a lot of regret there. Not in collecting the stuff, but I actually sold it. And
giving it away, yeah.
And I sold it for probably far less than it was worth. I had it in a box, a big ass box, in this closet in my the condo that I was renting, in the apartment that I was renting, and I was moving in with my wife, but at the time girlfriend. We had bought a place together, and it was ready.
Your ex girlfriend that you married?
Yeah, right. So. It was a one-bedroom condo in the city, and it was like 600 square feet-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like, where the hell am I going to put all my stuff, number one? And I had to start getting rid of some stuff, and that was one of the things that I was like, you know what? I'm a grown-up. I'm an adult. You know, I don't need this. I don't need this stuff anymore, all these collectibles. But like, there was obviously most of it was in boxes, right? Like,
yeah.
It was still all brand new, and I don't know. I should have just brought it back to my parents' house and been like, "Dad, can you take my toys?" You know.
You know what I have?
That stuff is expensive as hell to replace now, too.
You know what I have?
I can't replace it. It's impossible. Like the stuff that was there, they don't make it anymore. You know.
I have in behind me in a box somewhere, and for whatever reason, I kept these in plastic because I thought they were going to be worth something. And those are the Phantom Menace pod racing cup toppers that you could get at Taco Bell. And it's basically, you know, Anakin and then Sebulba, pod racer. And like these, and the arms move and everything. But so like you would put them on top of your soda and put like a straw through the back of their head.
Those were the second iteration. The first iteration that Taco Bell had were when they did the re-release of the movies, the special editions in theaters.
Yeah, yeah.
In the late 90s, because I had the four that were released with those. It was a Stormtrooper, Vader, R2, and C-3PO.
Oh, that's funny.
And R2 was cool because he had his little legs that came down around the side of the soda as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be worth so much money someday, guys.
Nickels. Well, nickels.
And, Stu, you can find your stuff. It's just they're from people who did keep it and decided now they're going to cash in on it. Or, like, I do have a comic book store that's a local one here. And you walk in there and they have a showcase and it's all – and it does have old school tools like G1 original Transformers or old school like He-Man.
If I had to pick one thing from the box – that at least one thing that I can remember like right now was it was all these they were made by Micro Machine, but they weren't Micro Machines. They were like, they were die cast metal, and they were big and heavy replicas of the vehicles.
Huh.
And I had a bunch of them, like the X-Wing, the Y-Wing, the Millennium Falcon, Slave One, Star Destroyer. I had a whole bunch of them.
I love Micro Machines, though, man. Dude, Micro Machines were awesome. Like teeny tiny, Lamborghinis.
Not only that, like me and my brothers had the little play sets.
Yeah,
like the sets too. Like that, yeah. Like unfold.
Yep, it's a whole thing. Like folded up into nothing, and
yeah.
I had all that, and I thought about that the other day. I'm like, I don't even know what happened to that stuff. Like, no idea where it even went.
Yeah, I mean, when we moved from, you know, like when we were growing up, we moved when I was a sophomore in high school. We moved to the same town, but into a bigger house. And like a lot of that stuff got lost, like it, you know, just got like thrown away or whatever.
I'm seeing some Micro Machines here on eBay, and I'm
looking at them right now.
They are not unreasonable.
No, but not the Micro Machine one. They have to be the die-cast metal. They're bigger than a Micro Machine.
For me, I actually, as we were having this conversation, I just ordered a Soap McTavish Funko Pop from Call of Duty. There were only four left in stock.
This is on eBay ordering more nerd shit while we're discussing. Hey guys, keep talking. I don't want to talk yet. I was like, what the fuck is this? He's being really quiet.
Just ordered a Soap McTavish.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, I had this one. Death Star 2. This thing is selling for $60 right now plus $10 shipping.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I mean, I like just started getting into collecting kind of more like video game stuff. Like I like to get like hats and like the you know, Funko Pops and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, really.
I'm eyeing up some Fraggle Rock pops right now.
Oh, because the Fraggles come with a doozer.
Yeah.
Like straight up, that's awesome.
What were we going to say, Boost? I'm sorry.
No, the Funko Pops are dangerous because, like, you see them and you're like, "Man, looks fucking awesome." I just put the, you can't get them yet off Amazon, but the all the Ready Player One characters, they're all in my cart. You can't order them yet, but they're for pre-order.
They have them. No, they have them at Hot Topic, dude.
Yeah, Hot Topic.
Go to Hot Topic. They had them all.
So did really? GameStop. GameStop even has the. Reaction ones where it's actually like the little characters, like little action figures, like the Star Wars ones growing up. The four main.
I was kind of pissed though because they haven't like they're spoiling the movie
with all the characters.
Yeah, like they have the new character I-Rock, who is technically in the book, but I think he's a bigger character, and it's what's his name, T.J. Miller, the guy who plays.
T.J. Miller and everything.
Yeah, he plays T.J. Miller and everything, T.J. Miller is great. I think he's really funny, so I'm looking forward to that. But they haven't shown his character anywhere, but they're showing it in toys. But you know what? They do that shit all the time. Like, they did it with Star Wars. You didn't know anything about Star Wars, but you saw all the toys. Like, even with the Infinity War pops, there's all these people, and everybody's like, who is this? I don't even know who this guy is. Yeah, because it's basically spoiling the movie with the toys.
Yeah.
But I don't
Speaking
know.
Speaking of...
Yeah,
what's the official date on the movie?
March 29th. March,
29th. Okay.
I know it for a fact because I get to go basically see it, wake up the next morning, and fly to California.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
But, for all of our listeners out there, if you haven't done it and you do have Facebook or any social media, which I'm pretty sure you do, Ready Player One movie has an awesome content going on, where you can join the leaderboard. And the three prizes are freaking phenomenal. If you win, well, the three prizes are free lift until the year 2045, or you can win a Spotify premium for 27 years. And there was one other one, but it's like in something else until free movies until the year 2045 from Adam Tickets.
That's pretty damn awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so go to that. You know what other nerd shit I have? And I'm waiting because the pops don't come out until the middle of, I guess, no, the end of April is Garbage Pail Kids. And I put a picture of that.
Oh, they have pops coming in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a whole line of Garbage Pail Kid pops coming. And I started...
Oh, that's going to hurt my pocketbook.
So we started talking about this in, you know, the general basement chat of the Discord the other day. And then I thought, well, let's just make, like, a collectibles channel. And I think Rocker thought I was being a smartass, but I wasn't. So we're, you know, people could actually post pictures of all their stuff and, you know, as they get it. It's, I don't know, it's kind of cool. I like seeing everybody's collections. Because we all like to collect things. I mean, we may not, like, you know, have, like, a ton of things. I mean, I have some stuff. I just have no place to put it because I don't really have, like, an official room or anything. There's no... I mean, everything is just... belongs to the kids everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. I have, like, this little corner of my basement right here, and that's about it. And I thought about maybe, like, putting some shelves up here or something like that, but...
All my shit's in boxes that I still do have.
It's all in boxes.
There.
All, like, my... I have a bunch of Doctor Who stuff. Like a nice,
see, that's the thing. I have this room, and it is mine, supposedly, but somehow my wife and, like, the other day I'm in here, and all of a sudden I look around, it's like, my wife and kid are over there. My daughter, if I'm in here, will magically just play either Super Nintendo Classic, or I was playing that, and my computer was on, so she just comes over and casually just turns on Plants vs. Zombies on my computer by herself and just starts, and it's like, this is supposed to be my room, my getaway from everybody.
You know what I would like to do?
Everybody's in here.
You own nothing. You own.
You know what I would? I think I would like to start doing.
What's that?
Painting miniatures. You know, for like tabletop RPGs and stuff.
But yeah, just, yeah.
Painting miniatures. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Like Steve Carell in the 40-Year-Old Virgin when he was something.
Yeah, except I mean, you know, I'm married, so at least I get sex six times a year.
Wow.
I don't mean to brag, guys.
Six times a year, wow.
At least.
See, I did that before my friend and I, like, we started playing MechWarrior, and we had them, so we'd paint them. That's actually kind of fun, except you get pissed off when you mess up because it's, like, so small. You're like, damn it!
My Hulk hand's so big, miniature so small.
You have no idea.
I also have a collection of Playboys back there. I don't know why I keep them.
To pass on to younger
years. Yeah, why not?
What years? Probably like mid-90s and then some early 2000s. Because I had a subscription when I was a senior in high school. My aunt got me a subscription for my 18th birthday.
Wait, that's not awkward.
Yeah. And then... hold on. I'll give you awkward in a minute. And then I got a subscription, like, later on, like, after I was married. Like, before we had kids, like, legitimately, my wife and I would read it for the articles. I mean, let's face it. I mean, it has nude pictures in there, but it's a little too tame. Like, it's really, we've moved beyond that, let's just say. And when I mean we, I mean me.
I'd say so.
So, and it wasn't like something, I was like, how do I throw this away? So I would just stockpile them in my basement till I end up with like this huge box of all these Playboys. And I still have them. But they're in a box that's not marked. And someday I'll keep it down there hidden, but not hidden enough where maybe
kind of hidden, a
young 12-year-old boy could find it.
Makes a discovery, and then just like he's going to open up and you're just going to hear, oh. Hey,
my kids don't look for anything. Like, literally, they all play down here, and we had all their Christmas presents right behind this door. No one opens that door. Because it could mean that maybe they have to work, or I don't know, maybe they're scared of something, or I don't know, whatever. But awkward is, we watched this next Netflix movie last night called How We First Met, and it's with the guy who is in Workaholics and Pitch Perfect, the little guy. Damn, I don't know his name, but anyway, it's like this Netflix movie.
The guy with the curly hair?
No, the guy, the shorter guy.
Oh,
I don't know his name.
DeMamp. He plays Adam DeMamp in Workaholics.
Yeah. So it stars him and that Alexandria Daddario girl. You'd know her. Oh my god. She's quite pretty. But anyway, he's talking to this girl in the movie and he's like, "Oh, so we had sex," like, and I put it on with my wife and my 13-year-old last night and we're watching it. Because everybody else went to bed and we're just hanging out. I'm like, oh, let's watch this movie. It looks funny. But then he starts talking like, oh, yeah, we had sex. Like, what do we do? Do we do, like, missionary or reverse cowgirl? Oh, I bet we did it doggy style, right? And I'm just sitting there, like, covering my face up, like, looking at my wife like, oh, my God, this is horrible. I can't believe, like, somebody is talking about, like, doggy style. And my daughter's sitting right next to us. And she was like, you just have to get over it. You have to get over it. I'm sure she knows what all that stuff is. Like, yeah, I do.
I'm sure.
Anyway, that was super, super awkward. But, all right. You guys want to wrap it up there?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Sweet. So that is going to be it for us. If you want to find us, you could do so. Go to dadtalespodcast.com. We are also on Twitter. At Dad's Tales, which is mainly where you can get a hold of us there. I'm at JC Jesse on Twitter. You can also find me on twitch.tv/JC Jesse. Just JC Jesse, dude. What about you, Stu?
I exist in various capacities in various places, or so I'm led to believe. Not really sure.
Okay. Don't forget the underscore. Baroque.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
You sure can. All right, Boost.
Boost KDB. Everywhere and anywhere.
You can find him everywhere and anywhere.
That's it.
All right. Have a good week, everybody. Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
I have a particularly explosive ejaculate. It just goes everywhere. It's like a fucking wild fireman's hose.
My dad, he was just playing the game.
I didn't mean to do that.